much.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
New board member and returning board members. So I'll need Jared, Randy, Pat, Dickie, and Roxanne to repeat after me, please. Mm-hmm. I do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution
of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of office. Of school board member.
Of school board member.
According to the best of my ability. Perfect. And then I have an oath for each of you to sign, which we'll just do right at the end if you don't mind stopping by. All right. Election of the board president. At this time, I am requesting nominations for the position of board president for the 23-24 school year.
I'll nominate Roxanne.
I'll second that.
All right, we have Chris nominating Roxanne with a second from Jared. Any other nominations?
No.
All right, so with a motion made and a second, can I get a vote, please? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Roxanne Waters, you are appointed as the
23-24
board president.
Thank you.
You may take over this meeting.
Oh.
Boy, that was quick. Throw you right to the bottom. All right, Roxanne.
Hey, Frank, I'd like to point out Heather just beat you.
Yeah, she did.
She did. Go, Heather.
That's not, I don't know. That doesn't count. That was a monthly meeting.
That's great. I thank everyone for their support very much. And now what I would like is a motion for the election of vice president. Do we have any nominations on the floor?
Chris Dudley.
I second that. Any other nominations? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, congratulations, Mr. Dudley.
Congratulations to you both.
Thank you
and
both.
And I'll have a form for each of you to sign to for your duties.
Thank you for doing what you do. District clerk, do I have the paperwork that I need for that?
Sorry, I didn't sit down.
No, that's okay.
Stand right there.
I will.
Okay, I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office of district clerk.
The duties of the office of district clerk.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Right. Congratulations.
Okay. Board president comments. Although Mr. Godfrey is not here with us tonight, he would have been at the June meeting, right, if we had had it at the regular time. I want to thank Mr. Godfrey for his time again. He is just wonderful with the students, the faculty. He's been helping Mrs. Strong, and he's just a great man, and we appreciate his willingness to come and help us out again. So thank you to Mr. Godfrey. I also want to welcome Mrs. Strong. Welcome
thank
to
you.
The table. We're so glad to have you here. Can't wait to see what you have planned, and looking forward to you and Ethan collaborating and doing some great things for the district. I also want to thank Mr. Burgess and Mrs. Lindbergh for graduation. It was lovely. It moved along well. Speeches were great. I always enjoy hearing Mr. Burgess speak to the students so much. He really just always touches me, and I hope that the kids and all the faculty are as thankful for him as we are. Also, I want to thank all the teaching and non-teaching staff for this past year. We got through another year. I've got another one under our belt, so that was great. And then I also want to welcome Mr. Lambert to the board. Thank you for running and sitting with us at the table. We welcome some input from you as well as everyone else. And that's all I have for my comments. Anyone have any other comments? Okay. Mr. D.
All right.
You're up.
Well, I really don't need to say anything now that Roxanne just literally said everything I was planning on saying. I, too, want to welcome Randy to the board. It's a process, jumping on a school board of ed and trying to figure out what the heck's going on. We've got a great board, good people. If you have questions, reach out, ask any one of them. I'm available anytime. You're welcome to call me. We'll get you my cell number as well. If you have questions, concerns, we want to make sure everybody feels involved. I just want to thank all of our faculty and staff for another great year. We've done great things as a district. We've seen a lot of improvement. I'm very pleased with what I believe will be some significant growth in our graduation rate as well as our regents rates. When those are prepared and ready to be shared, we'll certainly be doing that. I'd like to welcome Kendra joining us as our new director of special education. For those of you that haven't had a chance to set your eyes on her or meet her yet, apart from the interview, she's really done a great job facilitating meetings, getting to know our staff in a short period of time she's been here. It'll be nice to get our special education program really rolling. Kendra has done an excellent job over the short period of time she's been here, so we're looking forward to a lot of growth in that department. Adriana came on, really strong. Got a chance to meet all of her faculty. Really, it's baptism by fire as a building principal. You don't know what the job is until you do the job. I think you've been a little wide-eyed a couple times, but you've handled yourself with dignity and grace, and I'm confident that moving forward, we're going to have outstanding things happen at that elementary school under your leadership. So welcome to both of you. I'd be remiss if I didn't say to Ethan and Lori, great job. Our budget is in an outstanding position. Lori has really taken the bull by the horns, learning the New York State financial codes, coming from Vermont. She's really done an outstanding job getting everything organized, pulled together. Our grants have never been in better shape. So a big thank you goes out to Lori and Ethan. As always, Ethan, great job this year doing all that you've done at the high school for our students, our faculty, and staff. School districts are kind of known by what their high school produces, and over the past couple of years, you've been producing outstanding graduates. So we appreciate that. And lastly, Heather, thank you for keeping me organized, telling me where I need to be, what I need to do, where I'm supposed to sign things. I may have signed a couple of mortgage applications for. I'm not entirely certain. But thank you, for another great year. So I look forward to continuing to work with the board. We're going to do great things this year. And thanks for coming out on what's one of the first nice evenings that we've had in a long time.
Okay. We now will move to our student council presentation. Mr. Pratt, is this your final?
Oh,
okay.
Last one song,
right.
All right, so it's been probably about a month and a half-ish since we last talked, so we have a lot to take in. So first of all, what's going on with our classes? Well, now our seniors are all getting ready for the next chapter. They just graduated. The juniors are planning their senior year. That means trips, activities, all that extra stuff. The sophomores and the freshmen are planning their proms and fundraising, and then the 8th and 7th graders are transitioning to their next grades. So let's talk about prom. The junior class held an amazing prom that was like a garden-y lights kind of theme, and it was held at the Country Meadows Barn in Fort Ann, and as you can see, they all had a great time. Julia Arquette was the prom queen, and Ryan Thomas was prom king, and then Selena Janier was prom princess, and Stephen Austin was prom prince, and there was an amazing court lineup. So then, the Monday after prom, actually, some juniors and seniors woke up very early to head to Philadelphia. So in Philadelphia, we got to see the Liberty Bell, we went to the Betsy Ross house, and we saw the room where it happened, and all that awesome stuff in Philadelphia. And as tired as we were, it was a great trip. And so that Friday, the seniors went out on a cruise on Lake George. It was the Senior Sunset Cruise. It was a great evening of just seniors enjoying themselves and enjoying one of their last moments together. and watching the sunset. It was the perfect night for a sunset, I have to say, right on Lake George. Spring sports ended. We had tennis, track and field, softball, and baseball, and we had JV, modified, and varsity levels, and those have all ended. The senior trip, they went to Hershey Park. This is Blake and I with Miss Kiss. So this was a great moment for the seniors once again to enjoy one of their last moments together as a senior class. Then we held our new Honor Society inductions. This was a new ceremony that Mr. Burgess and our Honor Society advisors kind of helped plan together. We wanted to rework it and make it a little bit bigger, and it was definitely bigger, and it was a great ceremony. I know I enjoyed it, and I think it brought a little bit more of importance to the Honor Societies. So some other senior events that aren't pictured, there was a senior dinner at the Elks, senior breakfast here at the school, and then an elementary walkthrough. And so then our musical groups performed for their spring concerts. There were so many different concerts with elementary, junior high, senior high. All the bands played, they marched in the parade, and all the students here, there's a good like clique of students in the earlier high school years that absolutely loved performing, and you can see it through all these pictures. Some of the kids were in all of the performances in the concert, and I don't know how they did that. I can't even read music, and they were in all the performances. Go them. So Mrs. Reynolds and her art students also made this new mural that is out by in the art rooms, obviously. So it is a take on all these famous artists. You can see some Van Gogh, Frida Kahlo, Keith Haring, and The Great Wave is on there, and The Touch by Michelangelo. And so her and her students all worked on this, and some other staff did. I know the day of graduation, I was here, and Mrs. Arquette and Mrs. Lane and Mrs. Reynolds were down to like the last minute trying to get it finished as they could, and it absolutely looks beautiful. And if you are a lover of art, you know how important and influential this painting will be. So speaking of art, we also had four students have their artwork accepted into the Hyde Museum. So we had Rachel Hart in her pottery, Nora Combs in her mixed media, Brady Benjamin in her drawing, and Emily Ling in their drawing. So we had three seniors and one sophomore make it into the Hyde Museum. They do a juried art show every year, and so these were on display in the museum. And then lastly, graduation happened a couple weeks ago. We had four students give speeches, me, Blake, Ella, and Brady. And I think all the students, they had a great time. I know there were some musical performances once again. And it, for me personally, it was the graduation I've always wanted, and I'm sure all the others felt the same. And so Student Council ended the year with working on class elections, so all of the new officers have been elected for the following year. The only ones that have not been elected are the Student Council officers, meaning I don't know who has filled my shoes for next year. And lastly, I just wanted to say thank you for giving me the opportunity to do this every month. It has been my pleasure. I've enjoyed it so much. I'm so glad this idea I had last summer came to life, and I hope there will be a student that will continue to do this next year. So thank you.
Thank you. We've enjoyed it for the last year, too. That's great. Treasurer's report.
Yes, I would like to recommend to the board to take action to approve the treasurer's report and attached documents and thank Mrs. Langevin and her staff for getting all of this taken care of and addressing our year-end needs.
Thank you, Lori. Do we have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Mr. Pratt, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Barber. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve the following authorizations. Our blanket bonding for the district treasurer, tax collector, extracurricular, accounts treasurer, and bank courier, as well as the authorization for the district treasurer and or myself to sign purchase orders. An authorization to establish a petty cash fund with the district treasurer in the amount of $100. Authorization for the district treasurer to invest the funds of the district. And lastly, the authorization for the district treasurer to pay in advance of audit claims for public utility services, postage, freight, express charges, which take advantage of cash discounts.
Do we have a motion to approve those authorizations?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Norton. Any discussion?
Just one on the investment of the funds. Is that still the I think it was Holly at the bank that set that up that time. Is that still, or is that through Glens Falls National?
We're now with Community Bank.
Community Bank.
But
it's a special savings account, whatever.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Be able to move the funds back and forth when necessary. Yeah.
Any other questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I'd like to recommend that the board take action to approve my ability to apply for grants on a yearly basis.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Pratt. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve my ability to be appointed to certify the payroll for the 23-24 school year.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. Barber, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Mowat. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve the Board of Education minutes of the regular meeting of May 8th of 2023.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Barber, I think
it
was.
No, it wasn't me, but it was really close, whoever that was.
Oh,
it
was
Mr. LaChapelle.
It's Mr. LaChapelle, sorry. any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
The CSE has been exceptionally busy. I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve the minutes of May 23, November 28, February 13, 14, 17, 27, and 28, March 6, 7, 10, 13, 15, 20, and 28, April 6, May 10, and June 9.
Do we have a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Mr. Barber, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Pratt. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
The Wellness Committee had the opportunity to meet back on May 3. Attached are the notes. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the Wellness Committee notes of May 3.
Do we have a motion to approve those notes?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Barber. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay, appointments. We've got about 4.5 pages of them here, and the vast majority of these consist of individuals who are either doing summer work, summer responsibilities, coaching, department heads, grade level chairs, etc. If it pleases the board, I could read them all, or if the board would like, you can approve all of these as a group. What's your preference?
Can you read through them each separately?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Every
I'm thrilled too. I have a bottle of water.
Backwards. Does anyone
in alphabetical order.
Doing them bulk? Anyone?
I don't.
Okay. We're good, I think. Mr. D, go ahead.
All right. So I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the appointments listed on pages 7 of 19, 8 of 19, 9 of 19, 10 of 19, 11 of 19, and halfway through page 12 of 19.
Perfect. We have a motion to approve all those appointments.
Make a motion.
Mr. Pratt, do we have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Mr. Dudley, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Yes. Fortunately, we have just a couple of resignations. And I'd like to recommend the resignation of Mr. Joe Palmer from the position of cleaner effective May 10, Mr. Al Aubin from the position of school bus driver effective May 16, as well as the resignation of Beth Downing from the position account clerk elementary secretary.
Do we have a motion to approve those resignations?
So moved.
Right, Mr. LaChapelle is first, then Mrs. Norton is second. Any discussion?
Do we do exit interviews on our employees?
Yes, we do. I have been doing the exit interviews with individuals. Lori's been doing exit interviews with the individuals from her staff. There are various and sundry reasons that people leave. But yes, they are completed.
I know about the rest of the board. I'd like to have at least some visibility of at a high level why people are leaving. I mean, it seems like every month we have...
Yeah.
Numerous resignations. Is it a pay scale problem? Is it a daycare issues?
By and large, the issues are pay, which we're working at addressing. We've adjusted the CSEA schedule significantly. Secondary to that is geography. That's what happens with the vast majority of our teaching staff when we have a resignation. It's because it's closer home.
Yeah.
I understand with the teaching staff, but these are three local cleaners. People. Right? Yeah. And these are people that have been here
on and off for a while. Frank.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd like, to see some data on that starting next month.
Maybe we can help someone.
We can certainly do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Got that next month? Okay.
Did you take that to a vote? We had discussion, but I don't think we actually voted on that.
Right. Oh, we didn't. Okay, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
No. I'm sorry. I missed it. Okay, so do we have a nominee?
A vote on
the resignations. Thank you, Chris. Sure. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you, Mr. Barber.
All right. I'd like the board to take action to approve the unaffiliated contracts, which are...
I guess summer days.
Summer days. Allison Henry, 5 summer days. Addition of 5 summer days as a result of the additional annual reviews, as well as CSE meetings and triennial reviews, which she has to be completed for the next year.
Do we have a motion to approve those?
So moved.
Mr. Dudley, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Barber. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Carrie. All right. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the unaffiliated contracts, which have been shared with the board.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. Barber, thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
Mrs. Norton, any discussion?
I just want to thank Mr. D and the administration for getting these in place. I think it's long overdue. It's nice to have this reduced to writing and in the board minutes now.
Yeah, and one thing I am going to recommend to the Board of Education, about 9 years ago, there was a grievance filed against the school district from the then administrators asking for an administrative contract. That grievance was settled, indicating that once the district had 4 administrators, the district should consider getting in place an administrative contract for our 4 administrators who's not here. Anna isn't here. So the recommendation would be this summer that I work with the administrative team and one member of the Board of Education to put together an administrative contract, which would remove 4 of the unaffiliateds from the group list in the future.
So would that be union representation at that point?
They would be their own administrative union. Yes.
And is that the administrator's
decision,
or is that the district's decision?
What do you mean?
Don't they have to vote to have a union in place?
Yes, they do. Okay. So I wanted to speak to the Board of Education to make sure you guys were comfortable with the recommendation. I think, Frank, you were probably the only one on the board when that happened, if you remember. But it's one of those things that I just want to make sure that the board's comfortable before we consider moving forward to do that. But it would ultimately remove 4 of the individuals that are listed here from the unaffiliated, so there'd only be a handful of them moving forward, which is typical of most school districts. We've got more than usual because our administrative team.
Any contract that comes out of that would have to be ratified and approved by the Board of Education.
Correct, the full Board of Education. But that it codifies everything so that they're kind of all, they're right now their unaffiliated contracts all read the same. With the exception of Anna, who is an 11-month, these 3 are 12-month. So apart from that, they all read the same, so it would just be codified under one contract.
Gotcha. Sounds good.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right, transportation contract. As we have discussed ad nauseum, we continue to have difficulties with transportation. Because of the multitude of different out-of-district runs that we have, we are asking for the board to approve the transportation contract between the school district and the grandparent of a student to transport that student to and from school at the end of last year. So it was the last handful of weeks during the 22-23 school year.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. Barber, thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Pratt. Any discussion?
To and from school here?
Yes, the to and from school here, yeah.
To and from?
From here to, no, from their home to our school, because the student that is mentioned is not currently living within the district.
Okay.
They're part of McKinney-Bento.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right. You all have a copy of the Comprehensive School Counseling Plan. We update that yearly. I'd like to thank our group of counselors for completing that for the 23-24 school year, and I ask that the board approve said counseling plan.
Do we have a motion to approve counseling plan?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Pratt. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right, as we've done the past couple of years, we are asking that the excess of the 4% fund balance, that we are permitted to approve that excess. There is a resolution listed which enables the district to maintain in excess of the 4% on an assigned fund balance for the year. And at the end of each year, we will put together a plan which gets submitted for the spend down of those funds.
So does that put us in any kind of a situation with the state? Don't they kind of frown upon having that excess?
They do.
So the resolution would be to
have a plan,
justify why we're doing that?
Yeah.
And does that put us in any kind of a predicament for having been in that same position?
No, not at all. Most school districts actually maintain in excess of 4%. There's several regional that are over 20%. They frown on it, but school districts understand with the uncertainty of the state budgets that school districts need to maintain more than the legislated 4%. So it's one of the things that the state turns a blind eye to. Okay. They just ask that we have a plan in place for the spend down of the monies. Yes. Okay.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. Mowat, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Barber. Any other discussion?
I have just one on the, because there's quite a significant balance that's unappropriated at June 30th.
Mm-hmm.
When do you think that number will be reconciled to an actual transfer amount?
When we get our audit numbers back, probably in September.
Okay. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the Wildwood School Agreement for Services. Wildwood.
Authorization to pay.
He's trying to build up the fund balance.
That's why you gas so much, man.
Come on, Heather. You're sticking it at the very bottom of a page on me. Jiminy Christmas.
Throwing me off. I'm telling you.
Good help is hard to find around this place.
Wow.
Jeez.
My mortgage, too, or what?
I would like to recommend the board take action for the authorization to pay bills, which is usually a good thing for a school district to do.
Do we have a motion to approve?
Yes.
Mr. Dudley, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Norton. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
All right. Now, the Wildwood School District is a school district that serves special needs students. We do have students that attend Wildwood. I'd like to recommend the board take action to allow us to sign that agreement for services.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. Dudley, do we have a second?
Second.
Second. I don't know where. Mr. LaChapelle.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Mr. Potter. Let me sign
it. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right. Much like the Wildwood School Agreement, we also have an agreement with the Center for Disability Services. So I would like to recommend the board take action to approve that agreement.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Pratt. Any discussion?
I'm assuming these are services that cannot be provided within the BOCES setting.
Correct. They're students with significant need.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
As I had previously shared, we have had a pilot agreement with a group that has been approved by both the town and the village dating back about 6 years for a solar farm. That solar farm is prepared to be transferred from the current owners to Orta. And there has been a request by the individuals to transfer that pilot from one agency to the state agency of Orta. And speaking with our legal counsel, they have indicated that this is, in all likelihood, a better situation for the school district, as we are contracting with a state entity through Orta for this pilot agreement. And again, we are recommended by our legal counsel to approve this resolution.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Dudley. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right. I would like to recommend the board take action to certify the results of May 16 of 2023.
Do we have a motion to approve those results?
So moved.
Mr.
Barber.
Barber. Thank you. And then I heard Mr. Pratt. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right, we do have some disposals. We are requesting that the board allow us to discard and or sell, if possible, an elementary stove being removed from the kitchen to make way for a new appliance, a stove at the high school doing same, a Hobart stand mixer, which is no longer functional with stripped gears and losing oil, as well as a non-repairable flute and trombone.
Do we have a motion to approve those disposals?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Barber. I think got it first. Any discussion?
Yeah, are they just going to be done?
In all likelihood, these don't have value. I don't know how much metal there really is in a stove.
While you're on this disposal, we put the pickup out, the old pickup. Did that ever get put out? Didn't we talk about putting that out?
I'm not sure.
I think there's some stuff on there now, actually.
It's been right now $720. The bus is $25. The car is $1,700. And the van is $200.
When's they come in? When's the end?
It ends next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
And that's at Auctions International?
It is.
Auctions International.
Can you move?
$25
and no one's betting on the
shares
or
chocolates.
Yeah.
Is it 25 for the bus? 25
for the bus.
Yeah,
last
day they'll start hitting it.
Yeah.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Sorry.
Opposed? Carried.
All right, yearly, we put the school district, district-wide school safety plan on the website. It's got to be out for 30 days for review and public comment. You will have a copy of that. I would like to recommend the board take action to allow us to follow this process. We would then approve that district-wide safety plan at our next board meeting.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle.
I'll second.
Mr. Dudley is second. Any discussion?
Do we have to vote on that?
Yes, to allow us to put it on the
website. I see it under items of information.
Yeah, that's one. I would like to have a vote on.
Sorry.
No. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right. There are a couple of vacancies on the Warren, Saratoga, Washington, Hamilton, Essex, BOCES board. If any of our Board of Education members would have an interest in sitting on that board concurrently, that would be fantastic. You can let me know. I'll share that information with BOCES. Another thing that I want to ask the board, our July board meeting is scheduled for a week and a half from now. We really will not have anything of substance to add to that Board of Education agenda. I'm asking if the board would feel comfortable or would like to move that board meeting for July to the August meeting, which is scheduled for August 21.
I'm good with the August one.
I'm fine, too.
Me, too.
Okay,
is that okay?
Okay, it shall be.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Any public comments?
What day was the July meeting?
It was scheduled for the 17th.
We all meet at Pat's house. We'll swim.
So come on over. By then, I hope to have my water the way it's supposed to be. I can't get this.
Is the state regulated?
Oh, you're kidding me?
Okay, do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Oh, Mr. Barber, quick on that
he
one.
Was quick on that
Mr.
One.
Mr. Mowat, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Gary.
Thank you.